This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by HostGator. Save 50% off hosting or get $5 domains with code MMA50. Tech for Less. Get huge discounts on the world's top brands. Save 5% off with code MMA Nuts at techforless.com. Join, save, smile. Save 15% off plus 1 month free with code MMA15 at dentalplans.com. Discount Watch Store. Buy discount authentic brand name watches at cheap prices. Save 5% off plus free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Defend Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 324.
324.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous.
Are we recording, Matt?
I don't know. Are you? You're in charge of that shit.
It says right.
I put you in charge.
See, that was your first mistake.
Why?
Because we've already had a beer. Bad things happen. Shit, buttons don't get pressed.
Hey.
It's like,
it's only 7 years in.
There's like 12 million things to make sure they're recording. Let's triple check.
Audio check.
Camera check. All the lights are on over there. Trust Say something. Great.
It will all work out.
Maybe.
Thumb pump. This comes from college, by the way. When you point like this.
Yes. It's very daunting. I feel like I need to protect myself when you do that.
It's threatening. Like something's coming at you, ladies.
Full blast.
Mm-hmm. Bellator 170, ego.
Yes.
It's pretty epic. No?
Yes.
It actually was. You know, we joke around.
I would say.
What the fuck?
They delivered. I was a big fan of the final two fights.
Yeah, let's talk about the first one. Paul Daly versus who? Brennan Ward?
Yes. I thought Paul Daly was getting his ass beat until the finality of what happened.
Yeah, I think Paul Daly just killed a man.
And, you know, the strategy was great because anytime that Daly started getting off on the stand-up, he'd get taken down. And I think he was getting frustrated. But then, I don't know, he timed that flying knee so perfectly.
Well, he's spinning back fist at him first, and then he created the distance.
Yes.
And then it was flying knee out of nowhere.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, no! Oh, we get
it was like one of those
KO of the year already.
What have I done?
Like, oh my God. It's a Bellator, the home of the flying knee.
It's crazy. It's only January, man. We'll figure it out.
I know. If you did it in January, you're so fucked. If you would have done that last month, you win KO of the year.
You're like 2 weeks too late.
Yes. So sorry.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, good for him. What do you think is going to happen with Paul Daly? UFC bound?
Well, he was called. No. But he'll never fight in the UFC again with that late punch on Josh Koscheck. Grudges never die, Ingo.
Dana won't be around
it's like
forever.
Pride. And then he calls out Rory McDonald. Rory just sent him, he tweeted some image of somebody just laughing.
He's crazy.
Kind of like that. I don't know how well that would go for Paul Daly. Because I think Rory can take it down wherever he wants. And if you're going to fight a Paul Daly, you probably want to take him down. Because you can see, not so well-versed on the ground there.
Yes, fish out of water. It's like a Rumble Johnson off his back. Just
yeah.
Don't know what to do
just
there.
Just roll and give it up.
Yes, but more importantly, I want to talk to you about the main event, Matt.
T.R. Tito Ortiz
versus
Chael Sonnen, who's off the juice.
Well, that was funny because
notice the body types.
Craig Perlman, our resident TRT doctor,
yeah,
had messaged me out of the blue on Friday night. He's like, "What's up with Chael and his flabby ass or something?" I'm like, "I don't know. You're the doctor. You tell me, man." So obviously, Chael is off the sauce or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's because they were fighting in California, and he knew they were going to do random out of competition drug testing, so we had to make sure that he was not on anything, because it's a big deal. If he pops again, they might ban him for life. Mm-hmm. You never know.
But
go ahead.
That being said, he got into a Darce choke style setup pretty early in this fight, and there is some controversy surrounding said Darce choke, where the internets have deemed that potentially this fight was a fix. Do you agree? Because on the tape, and I watched this back a few times in real time and in slow-mo, I'm undecided at this point. It looked like Tito may or may not have tapped and Chael let it go. What did you see?
I saw three taps when he was looking at it, but he left that position to go for another one. And I find it curious, if I'm Chael Sonnen, why am I going to pull a guillotine to put myself on bottom against Tito Ortiz? That seems to be the one position you do not want to be in against Tito. Any other position, standing, whatever, you don't want to be on bottom against Tito.
It's a ground and pound.
Right.
Vicious ground and pound.
Right. And
well, no one got hurt in this fight, Matt, which is also curious.
Well, I want to talk about the submission because, so Tito gets his back and gets his neck, and Chael Sonnen's mode of defense is, let me just leave my hands down here while Tito works on my neck. Is that an effective way to defend a rear naked choke, to not use your fucking hands?
He did grab the top hand.
Not until it was done.
Yeah, right.
It was done, and then he decides to use his hands.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. It could have been, like, ring rust. It could have been a lot of things. But it looked extremely... The whole 1-2-3, you know, thing kind of... From almost finishing it to the almost tap or the tap to all of a sudden you're on your back to all of a sudden now he's got your back and then you're tapping. It's a little weird. It's
fishy for sure.
Could it just be like one of those MMA moments, this weirdness, you know, it has nothing to do with anything? Or was it kind of like, hey, let's all get paid?
Well, it seemed like Tito was just angry even after it because he held the choke too long. So he taps, then Big John tells Tito, okay, stop. And then Tito still doesn't stop. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he puts like a rape choke down on Tito. Hey, you're done. The fight is over. Be done. So he held it a little longer. And even looking back, the choke still wasn't 100% under the chin. Mm-mm. I mean, Chael's face was turning purple.
He did turn purple.
I can make myself turn purple if I want to, too.
You can? You're turning kind of purple. He's gonna get it. Don't have a stroke on the show. You're turning purple. Yes, your ears are short. Don't do it. Stop. He's gonna have a.
So you're turning. I mean, purple. Anybody can make their face turn purple, like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
But did you also notice the couple other things I want to mention before we go any deeper? Is the walk in? Like Tito was so juiced up. He's running around the octagon or the. Circle gun, whatever they're doing over in Bellator.
Square.
And yeah, square. He almost starts a fight with Chael before the fight. Mm-hmm. And then he's running and fucking runs smack into Big John McCarthy because he's just so amped up. He was so juiced up for this fight.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool for Tito, but not so much for Chael. And bullshit. I mean, he was totally on something. He was on something.
What? Crack cocaine, Matt.
And then what was with the, let's sing the national anthem before the event. Did you like that?
No.
Me neither.
That was weird.
If you're going to do that, you do that before the entire event starts, not before the main event. You like, the mode is already up here. Daly just about killed a man in the fight before.
Yes.
And the level of everybody is all the way up here, and let's bring it down a notch.
Yes, Jose, can you see? Maybe it's something to do with the presidential election thing.
No, Coker said we're doing that for the big fights. We're not going to do it for everyone, but that just does not belong in MMA. Put some fucking stem. Put some fucking titties in there.
You're like, we will rock you, queen.
Yes, whatever. Just not the national anthem when both guys are in there ready to throw down.
Yeah,
this is not the time for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Blasphemy. So then Tito goes on to do his little speech and ends it with the Ortiz rules. Listen, old Doyle. Fucking Billy Madison called. Shut the fuck up.
He was never very eloquent in his vernacular, as you know.
He had 25 concussions in his career.
He had a broken cranium. You can't fault the man. His head is cracked.
Did you listen to any of the post-fight press conference?
I did not, because was it worth it?
I only went to what Chael was saying. I just skipped all of Ortiz. I didn't give a fuck. I don't want to listen to anything that guy has to say ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And Chael, it sounded like his next fight, he wants to fight Vanderlei. Possibly will happen.
Oh.
I want to ask you, do you think Tito will ever fight again? Because I know a lot of guys, like, will retire and then they'll come out of retirement. Do you think this one's permanent for Tito, or do you think he's going to come back at some point?
What is he, almost 40? 38, 39?
Yeah.
I think Tito will fight if the opportunity is right. I think if you give him a big name fight, that's a like a, you know, almost like a senior league type of big name, he'll come out and fight again. But otherwise, belts, that kind of thing, young bucks. I mean, I can't see him going up against a young, hungry guy. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, Tito Chuck Liddell, Tito whatever. I mean, Shamrock, whatever you name it. So, yeah, he'll fight. He'll take that fight. Why not? It's money.
He made good money, too. He made $300,000, and Chael only made $50,000, which I don't quite understand. Mm. Unless he got a lot of sponsors. I'd have to look at his shorts. I wasn't paying attention to that, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed 50 like, grand is kind of low for Chael, but hey, whatever.
I don't know. That fight doesn't sit well with me. I feel... I'm not going to say the fix was in, but something was off. It just... It doesn't pass the smell testing.
But the thing is, though, for 50 grand to throw in the towel, that's not a lot of money.
Well, unless you bet against yourself, because I know Tito by a submission was a huge underdog bet.
Hmm.
I'm not saying anybody's betting on that. I did pick Tito by submission, just to spite you, though.
But then the whole thing with his dad and being Tito, I bought into that, and I'm kind of going, no.
Chael's Chael, right?
You don't know what the fuck's true or not.
Didn't he get arrested?
Maybe he doesn't even have a dad.
He might not. Might have three dads for all I know.
Right. So, yeah, it's curious. I mean, we like to dissect this shit after the fact, down to the minutia. But at the end of the day, only those two guys know what actually happened. And in the course of a fight, weird shit happens sometimes, you know? Things are weird. You think you have something, you don't have it, you let it go. I mean, it happens in jiu-jitsu, just in regular training, you know? You let something go and... Mm-hmm. And after you're done, I'm like, dude, you almost had that. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. You know, like, it didn't feel that way. And maybe that's what it was. And you go to one position, and next thing you know, you realize it's a bad move, whatever. But, Tito doesn't fight again. Chael, I don't know if I want to see him fight again. I do like to watch him grapple. I think that'll be interesting. Fighting?
Well, I think his fight IQ sucks.
Yeah,
well. Looking at that. I mean, if you have top position... Why throw yourself on bottom? And because he didn't get it the way he wanted, because the guillotine
half guard,
right?
Can't get it from there. You need full,
and he didn't give it up right away. He held on to it still. Just
probably burned himself out. Yeah, it could be that too. Just tired himself out.
And he was claiming deer in the headlights and ring rust. It's 3 years. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on, but it just something doesn't sit right with me with that fight.
I agree
on both sides.
Mm-hmm. So. Smells fishy. What do they say? Where there's smoke?
Yes, there is. Then you had that, the last fight I wanted to mention was the Halleck Gracie versus Hisaki Kato.
Oh, yeah.
Boring as fuck.
Yep.
And Halleck was throwing those weird fake Gracie front kicks to foot stomp on the ground. What are you doing? This isn't fucking 1993. This isn't UFC 1, brother. Let's engage. Both of the guys were not engaging, and I think Kato knocked him down a couple times, but overall boring fight. Kato gets the win. I think Halleck made $33,000, somewhere in that range. Maybe he can repay some of the Metamoris type peoples. I don't know.
He needs the monies, man. He's got to get that fight monies.
He does. I don't know what I was expecting from him. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more from both guys. If Kato had knocked out Joe Schilling once in MMA and once in kickboxing, why the fuck couldn't he knock out Halleck?
Because he's a Gracie.
They're unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. The Gracies are unstoppable.
But you just mentioned, imagine right now that's you, and you're like so fucked up financially that the only option you have is to go fight people.
Ronda Rousey?
Well, maybe. But I'm wondering, if that is the case, why would you not be more dire about winning that fight? Why wouldn't you be like, wouldn't you just...
Because I think it goes to, you just need to get a paycheck, right?
You're just punching that ticket, just right, whatever. Just,
I've done enough to get paid, right?
Mm.
I need to not injure myself in the process.
I see.
Come back again and hopefully make A little bit more, maybe 36,000 in the next fight.
So take your base hits, forget the home runs. You're
right.
Just kind of cling, cling, yeah. Singles all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think if some of those competitors that were in Metamoris that Halleck owes money to, mm-hmm. I think they should sign them to Bellator so they could beat it out of that guy.
There you go.
You owe me 150. I don't even know what they offer to pay these competitors. That's the other thing. I know he owes a lot of people, but I feel like then we would get a good grudge match. At least you got one guy that's really going to want to finish Halleck. Like, man, you owe me 50,000. I am going to beat every dollar out of you. Can we make this fight to the death? Like, how long can we go? Do we have special rules? I feel like you'll get some action then.
Okay. You know?
Maybe.
It's possible.
All right. Let's, I want to move along. I want to talk about this UFC fight night that's happening on January 28th, just a little bit.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado, headlined by Shevchenko versus Pena. You got mm-hmm. Cerrone versus Masvidal and Arlovski versus Nagano. Cerrone versus Masvidal, just quickly, I don't know if you're going to go against Cerrone. It's a tough bet. I think it's a hell of a fight. What do you think?
I think it could be potential for fight of the year this early.
Yeah.
I think those two guys are pretty tough as shit, and it's man, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those matchups for Cerrone where it's going to pull the best out of him. Like, it's just, he's going to have to show up, and if he doesn't show up, he might get melted like he did, you know, against Diaz. But I feel like he shows up, and I think it's going to be great. I think we're getting three rounds of chaos.
I agree, because Masvidal, he fights, I think, to the level of his opponent. And if Cerrone's going to push him for three rounds, you're going to have a war, man.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, he goes here, and he's like, okay, I'll go here. Right. And he's like, I'm going here. You know, just never ending.
And so, if Cerrone, I think we said before, he's 4-0 at 170.
Yep.
He's finished everybody. I don't think I can bet against him. You know?
No way.
I gotta take Cerrone in that fight, and
I think decision is a good bet.
Yeah, it is, but I'm gonna go with the submission from Cerrone.
Okay. He's been KOing fools, so maybe
you can mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Surprise us all.
That's right. Yeah. And Arlovski versus Nagano. I think
Arlovski gets knocked out.
I agree. 100%.
Unfortunately, I love Arlovski, but dude, he is just keeps. I mean, they just keep throwing him to the wolves.
You know, I don't want to force anybody into retirement, but I feel like here's a guy that you might want to tap out, because
I mean, he seems intelligent. He's a fairly good looking European dude. He could do many other things other than get his bell rung and jaw broken and all kinds of shit.
He can grow awesome body hair. That should be his move. Just grow body. He reminds me of George the Animal Steel, right?
You
remember that guy?
He used
to bite the turnbuckle. Not that I watch professional wrestling ever, but if there's a guy to respect the guy who bites open a turnbuckle and tears out the insides like my dog does to her fucking dog toys, okay?
It's old school. It's like 80s, 90s.
You got that right.
Crazy
so
shit.
I see nothing good happening for Arlovski.
No, but he may surprise us, but probably not.
He could, but
straight in, straight out.
He's gonna like
straight line.
Here's how the jab's gonna come at you.
Pawing.
Yeah,
but straight in, straight out with a jab.
Why choose an angle? There you go. Straight lines are the best.
It's easier, Matt.
I think Silverchair had a song about straight line.
What's that?
Straight lines.
Is that a song?
Yes.
I don't know.
Silverchair, come on, your favorite band.
I hate that band.
That's why fuck I threw a reference to Silverchair.
That fucking frog on their cover.
Hey, that Frog Stomp is the best album ever. I don't give a fuck what you say, Ego.
I'm going to anal rape that frog.
Oh, stop it.
Can frogs lick, cannot be that, anal rape. You lick a frog and you trip balls? Is that what that is?
That's what they
is
say.
Is that kind of frog?
Why not?
Sure.
Moving right along.
Yes.
Send some news. What do you got?
All right. In other news, Travis Brown leaving Tarvadian, now training at Black House.
Is that 100% true, or is he just training wrestling there? Because I had a hard time confirming all the news.
The interwebs, from what I've read, was this is a 100% thing, but then I also heard a conflicting story. Like you were saying, I'm going to go ahead and say that where there's smoke, there's fire, and once he gets a taste, just a little taste, what it's like to be away from that disease of a person.
Of Ronda Rousey or Edmund Tavarian?
No comment. But he will not come back. I don't see him coming back after that. Why would he come back? Why would he come back after that?
Well, it depends. Is he going to win or is he going to lose in this fight?
Does that matter?
Yes. That usually tells you which direction you should go.
Well, if he loses, yeah, I guess.
You know, try another training camp. Obviously, Edmund is not the correct guy for anybody ever in MMA. He's not an elite MMA coach.
No.
He's a charlatan or a Svengali.
Svengali, that's it.
That's my favorite word for that guy. Just leave. Just leave. I think it's a good move. I think it's 100% the right correction. The right direction. I think that's where he should be. Not with Edmund. Anybody.
Black House. I agree with you, sir. I think that'll be great. Good for him. Good for all. You want more news?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. In other news, Tim Kennedy announcing retirement from MMA. And not a tear was shed in the MMA world.
Not really. I mean,
everyone's like,
he's already half out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, cool dude, tough guy, but we could see, I think he just hit a brick wall with his talent level and
his cardio.
Yeah, just all of it, getting older, the whole nine yards.
Not being able to sauce up.
The ISIS, you know.
They're coming for him. Mm-hmm. The USADA people coming at 3 a.m. or whatever, and he's coming to the door. Who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there?
Yeah.
You coming with his gun?
I had a weird thought about him.
Was it involve Hitler?
No.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if there could be perhaps some CTE type stuff with him. Because his behavior is extremely erratic and just, you know, with the military and all that. And I know that they got those guys on weird drugs, and I'm sure he might have taken a beating in that and then come in Emmett. I'm getting like a vibe of CTE type behavior. It's pretty erratic. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's not the case, but that's what I'm sensing. So, I mean, it's curious.
Well, there's a lot of people that seem to be exhibiting the CTE symptoms of late.
Mm-hmm.
That will lead me right into this next story. Brett Rogers of Bellator fame, and, you know, beat Arlovsky and almost beat Fedor.
Until he got KO'd.
Apparently, he's been fondling men in jail.
What?
It says the suspect in the jail assault, Brett Rogers, was in custody for allegedly grabbing one man's genitals in a library and propositioning two other men in the Skyway. And I was going to ask you, is this CTE? Like, does CTE
or is it
make you gay?
How long has he been in the jail?
I don't know.
Maybe he's just desperate. Why are they reporting on this, anyways?
This is MMA, and anything MMA and dirty, you got to report it.
He's been in jail, what, a year?
I don't know.
It's a long time, man. Shit happens in jail. What do they say? Something about if you're gay in jail, is you're not really gay or something? I can't remember. You guys know what I'm talking about. There's a statement.
You're gay, it's okay, you're in jail.
Something like that.
I don't know. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead, but I just find it weird. I don't know why they report that. You know, if the guy's in jail, you might as well just leave it alone. But
CTE, that's a fucked up one. I feel like we're gonna start getting more of this.
We're gonna get a rash of it. If they said that NFL was 28% of all the players, I would imagine we'll see the same, or if not higher, in MMA.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there was an article I read about Forrest Griffin talking about if there's one thing he would have done less of is sparring when you know.
Yeah.
And these guys are just the
nobody
old school.
Knew though.
Shogun, Nogueira, is the Forrest Griffins. Even Robbie Lawler. Some of these dudes who are just.
How about the ladies? How about Chris Cyborg?
Yeah, the killers
think
out
about
there.
That.
What kind of mileage has that taken off your body in general? Taking that head trauma. How many times have you been concussed in practice?
25, according to Tito Ortiz.
Well. His dome is cracked, so he's a special case. He'll probably be one of those outliers where he does have CTE, but he won't exhibit any symptoms other than just being retarded.
Probably not.
He's just going to be stupid
and
his whole
keep
life.
Talking about it over and over and how much he gave to the sport.
But, yeah, I was looking at, like, some of the greats. This is about that time. In the next 3 to 4 years, I feel like you're getting into that window of guys are in their 50s, 60s. Shit's going to start happening.
Huffing, ammonia.
Yep.
in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah. Would that, you think that would be caught on a drug test in MMA? Is that testable? No, right?
No. How's that going to show up?
I don't know. I wonder if guys in MMA do this.
I don't know.
Might be a thing.
Could be.
Yeah, it's weird. We'll have to see what works out, but what else you got for news?
Well, there are a couple of fight announcements. We have Johnny Hendricks versus Hector Lombard at 185. You like Johnny's chances in that one?
No, I don't.
Come on, you go.
Oh my God, I do not like his chances. I'm afraid for his safety. As a matter of fact, tough dude, but dude, Hector Lombard. Oh my God. What are they doing? They're just like, here, you want another fight? Here, take this one.
Yeah, we need you out of the UFC. I'll bet you he misses weight for this fight. I know he's moving up a weight class, but I bet he misses weight because it's the same thing that happened with Anthony Rumble Johnson, remember?
Yeah.
He was at 170, he's missing weight. He moves up to 185. I said, I bet you he misses weight. He misses weight. I think he was supposed to fight Vitor Belfort. I don't remember if that's the exact fight, but I'm going to throw it out there.
This is from the anxiety of fighting Hector. He's just going to eat cheeseburgers.
No, because I think like he's already not disciplined enough to make the weight. So I feel like he's like, oh fuck, I got an extra 15. So he's going to be even less disciplined to get to 185. So he's going to blow up even more.
He'll probably be 260.
230 trying to cut to 185.
Jesus.
I got 45 pounds this week. I can do it. I can totally do it.
Dying.
And especially when he doesn't have the training camp that he used to, remember, when he was part of Team Takedown.
Yes.
And got paid a salary, and they took a percentage of all his shit. But he decided to go on his own and put his own team together. And ever since then, lost.
Fucked up team.
Same. USADA came in. Same. Whatever. But So we got that going on. And you have Chris Weidman versus Gegard Mousasi set.
Yes. You had sent me that article.
What did Mousasi say?
Well, he talked up a good game. I like this guy's style. Like, he asks for the fight. He complains about not getting the fight, but he's not a bitch about it. He's like, hey, man, I deserve this shit. Guys are, you know, whatever. Guys are running from me, and it's all good. And he said something along the lines like, right now I'm eating, I'm fucking, and I'm doing something else. What did he say?
It's like, eat, a train, a sleep, a fuck.
That's it.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, but he's like, the dream catcher, is that what his name is?
Yes.
Yeah. So, he's, even in his fights, if you
remember, I feel like he should be the dream raper.
Yeah. He is so calm. Like, he's just like, he's like, whatever. He's got that look of like, hey, where's my tea? You know, it's like, I like his chances, and I think he's continuously overlooked because people don't realize how technical this dude is. And
he's a murderer.
Yeah, his wicked stand-up, lots of power.
His ground game is no joke. His top game is no joke.
No, he's got it all. And Weidman has been on this streak of like no man's land, kind of. We don't know what's up with him. Is it the TRT or is it what the hell is going on? He had a bicep issue or something? Or he had some injury, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Mousasi could knock him out. I feel like, that, you know, Chris's chances, and I don't know why he took this fight, but
it's a hell of a fight for so, Weidman.
Nobody wants to fight this guy because they know better.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's tough. I think he'll get the belt this year. I really do.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah.
Because if he, you know, he fights this fight, and I know Bisping just had some sort of surgery.
Yep.
And he's not coming back till May.
Yep.
And who's he fighting? Yoel Romero?
That's right.
Supposedly when he comes back. So we'll see what happens with that. Nate Diaz applies for his boxing license in Nevada. Why? Why is everyone going for a boxing license?
I don't know, Matt. They want that monies.
Nate was at the Bellator event also.
He was?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
He was in, you know, who else is in attendance?
Who?
Gina Carano.
Oh, I like it. God.
Looking juicy.
Yeah. Man.
I'm just going to ponder that. Hopefully I'll post a picture of Gina in her Halloween outfit.
It gives me the, like, my body's tingling. I feel warm just thinking about that. That smile. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll shit my pants while I think about that. Okay. Great. What do you make of this Tyron Woodley claiming he's the worst treated champion in UFC history? I think he claimed something about it being black. Oh, snap.
know what that is?
What?
The world's tiniest violin playing a song just for him.
There you go. You are so racist.
Come on, dude. Whatever. How many black champions have they had? Anderson Silva.
Is he black or is he Brazilian?
Is there a difference?
Or is he both?
Doesn't matter.
I don't even know and or care.
Who else? Is Mighty Mouse. You got
John Jones. John Daniel Jones. Cormier.
I'm forgetting that. 145er forever one. Gosh.
Jose Aldo.
Jose Aldo.
He's Brazilian.
But he's black.
Is he?
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Well, what the hell is Woodley?
He's black.
American black? So if you, Rashad Evans, but he got the stanky leg, so it didn't work out for him.
No.
What is he trying to say with all this?
I don't know, but he won the belt against Lawler, and then he had a draw against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Mm-hmm. And how... I don't know the specifics behind this, but, again, you're not winning any fans with all this complaining.
No.
He's the one who won the title and then came out and said... Oh, I only want super fights. You didn't even fight anybody. You held out forever to get the title fight, and a lot of people said you didn't even deserve to get the title fight, and then you won. And then you want to fight Nick Diaz, you want to fight GSP, and I don't know who else you want. Maybe Conor McGregor.
Yeah. I don't think I like his attitude, and I think that's the main problem in his success, is that people see that and they go, I don't like this guy. And if I'm the UFC, I'm going, you're not bringing in the pay-per-views. You're not exciting to watch.
No.
So what do you want, man? Like, literally.
It's not a black and white thing.
No.
It's a are you an exciting fighter thing?
Yes.
And in my book, you're not. That's how I judge everybody. I don't give a fuck what color you are.
What if they're green?
Or if you're purple. Male or female. I like Chris Cyborg.
I know you do. We all know this.
That's
man.
All I'm saying.
It's not a secret.
And then moving right along. Did you see TJ Dillashaw's got a new logo?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of Cobra Kai-ish in this appearance. He's embracing the snake, Ingo.
Killishaw.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. TJ Killishaw.
I like it.
What does it say? BMT Ninja.
What does BMT stand for?
I don't know.
I like it.
I'm going to stop because I might say something bad.
I know what you're thinking.
I don't know. BMT. It's, what's the Cobra Kai model?
Cobra Kai.
No mercy.
Do or die. No mercy. Sweep the leg.
Yay. I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Never show weakness.
That's right. Or if you do, we'll fuck you up. Krav Maga style.
Yes.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
We have a personal experience. What was that? Our Krav Maga instructor.
George.
Yes. Remember when I was sparring at one dude and I kept leg kicking him,
mm-hmm.
and it was hurting him. So I figured, I better keep leg kicking this guy because it's working.
Yes.
And then after that was, I think, our first sparring class. And then afterwards, our instructor, George, said, never show weakness. And he called the guy up and then he fucking leg kicked this kid in the same leg that I was leg kicking the shit out of him and about dropped him. I said, we are totally in the Cobra Kai studio right now.
Yes.
Apparently, this is how we treat our students. You should not do that.
I think that guy was a veteran of that class, but that's what you're going to get from that guy. I was just telling somebody about that last week.
I think he was pissed off because the new guys were fucking up.
Not guys, just you. I was like, I'm scared. It was scary. Those guys were killers, dude. And you're just like, fuck this. I'm like kicking this motherfucker.
Well, that was a new. I never leg kicked someone like, before.
Okay.
I was like, hey, this is working.
Oh yeah, that guy was not happy that you're kicking him. It looked painful. He didn't know what to do against you, and George did not like it.
Well, you do what works, right? You change your game plan.
Sure.
So.
Never back down.
That's right. Cobra Kai.
No fear.
Never die.
What else you got?
Did you see Chris the Clipper? Here we go. The Clippler. Chris the Crippler Lieben is a real estate agent. He's got a whole fucking little thing for an open house. If you'd like to see 2775 Sutter Ridge Drive in Chula Vista, California.
How did you find this?
Six bedroom, five bathrooms.
I love it.
4,450 square feet.
How many millions?
I don't even think they price it when it's that expensive. 4,000 feet in California is probably like 2.5 million, yeah, if not more.
Wow.
Wait, what would that be here in Illinois?
4,000
square feet?
700,000, 800,000.
It's three times. Yeah. So it'd be about 200. Yeah, it'd be about 2.5 million. Yeah. Would you like to be buying your house from the crippler?
It's funny that you even put that out there. It's so crazy.
Oh my god.
Interesting. I thought you lived in Hawaii. I guess not.
Well, he was in California training and whatnot, and maybe he does a little here and there.
A little real estate on the side, you know what I'm saying?
The
commission on that shit is probably a nice little paycheck.
Fuck yeah. 3%. What do they make?
3%.
Yeah, if you're going to do real estate, you want to do it in California.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, your living expense, so everything balances out. So it looks great when you're here in Illinois, but.
It's a $90,000 paycheck, Matt.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Damn right. All day, all night, all day. Astronauts, Dino Trigger Gas, Ortiz versus Sutton look like a work fire. Ortiz appeared to tap out during Darkstroke. Sutton released split second later. There's lots of UFC fighters claiming the same. Here's a link with the video. What are your thoughts?
Well, we kind of covered it earlier. I'm undecided. Matt, you seem like maybe it was...
It's fishy all the way around. I don't... I'm not going to call it a work, but... It doesn't sit right with me. Something was wrong on both sides of the equation. I mean, when you look back at the fight, Tito is legitimately angry in this whole fight, and I think that's probably the juice flowing through his veins, and he doesn't know how to handle being personally attacked by Chael Sonnen. Chael does it to everybody. He says, what, like the Nogueira?
Why is he so mean to me? I don't know why he's being so mean. But he say that it's something about Tito's wife.
Yeah, he uses her mouth.
To make money?
Yeah. And Tito doesn't understand. Like, he doesn't get the joke. Like, this is the game. We're trying to build up a fight. You're being... nonsensical in this equation. So even after the fight, even at the press conference, he kept at the very end of the press conference, he's going to Chael, like, don't you have something else to say to me? Chael's like, I wished you a happy birthday. What else do you want? Like, you have nothing else to say?
He was looking for an apology?
Yeah. Like, dude, it's over. The fight is over. You got your win.
Yeah.
Just walk away. Why do you have to keep... You held the choke long, too. Why are you going to be a dick?
He didn't like that whole wife comment.
Oh, well. It's part of the fighting. It's part of selling a fight. You got more people to watch, right?
Well, it's like that. It reminds me of that Wanderlei Silva, that thing he talked about on the Rogan podcast. He's like, Wanderlei, like, you don't understand. I'm supposed to be the bad guy. This is your country. They're supposed to love you.
I'll kill the Chael Sonnen.
That's right. So you're doing it wrong, man. You're making your people hate you. Stop
they
it.
Did. They
I'm
did.
Supposed to be the bad
right?
guy.
Because when Caprito's saying everybody fucking hates him.
Yes.
Now they love Chael. Yeah, what the right. hell?
Well, because they beat his ass up on TV. And it's like, what is this shit? There's a gang banging one man. Like, and I don't know. Dino, I would say that it could be a work, but, you know.
It could be. When you're only making $50,000, maybe you're betting against yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there was some back-end money. A lot of it. A couple hundred grand.
Because that's not the only fishy fight. Think back to Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock, right?
Yes.
It was is he going to get choked out? Is he going to get choked out? And all of a sudden, he stands up and he gets knocked out. Curious. Curious things happen in Bellator.
They do.
Haruo Machado will close it out. It's time! Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Hoot hoot.
Yeah.
I'm going to live up to that name one day.
Wow. I'm thinking you might have a profile that says the Rape Train.
Ah, there we go.
Moving right along. Would you rather live in the poorest part of Haiti or richer than Bill Gates and more powerful than Trump via a deal with Satan? What? I'm confused.
So he's asking if you'd rather be, but you missed the part. You're saying, would you rather be spiritually and soulfully fulfilled but poor as shit, or would you rather have a deal with the devil but be as rich as fuck and powerful as fuck? I think that's where he's trying to go.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll take the money.
I'm making a deal with the devil.
I mean,
how bad is he going to rape train me?
Pretty bad, probably.
That's fine. I got eternity. What else am I looking to do?
You're going to burn in hell, man.
Okay.
It's all good.
Would you rather be 16 and pregnant or have curable cancer?
That is a fucked up question. How about Cody's? That'd be weird to be pregnant. A curable cancer? Seems like the better road.
I don't know. You can always abort.
Yeah, I guess he didn't say that part, but that'd be weird for a dude to be to have a baby.
Yeah.
Right. Did they make a movie? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito? Right. Remember?
I don't want to be a chick, so I guess it's curable cancer. Who would win a fight? Rambo or the Terminator? I think it's the Terminator, because I don't think Rambo is smart enough to figure, yo, they drew first blood.
You can't kill that motherfucker, though.
You can.
No, you can't.
Yes,
he dodges every bullet.
No, he gets killed in every Terminator. It's just
Rambo I'm talking about. You can't kill Rambo. It's impossible.
No, he bleeds. The Terminator will kill him.
You think so?
He'll rape train that fucker.
Maybe.
Oh, sure.
I got Rambo in this
But
one.
I'm saying Rambo isn't smart enough to kill the Terminator.
Stallone versus Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Which Terminator? We'll see who will live longer.
Which Terminator?
Because right now, my money is on Stallone. He looks like the healthier guy versus him and Schwarzenegger. Because I think Schwarzenegger started the steroids much earlier. And then Stallone started them much later. We had a Fuck, Marry, Kill, Brazilian edition.
Okay.
Kyra Gracie, Claudia Gadea, and Raisha Turbico.
You got pictures?
I don't know. So we'll start with Kyra Gracie.
Oh, yes. I remember this picture. Damn.
And moving into Claudia Gadea. This is her with her sister. She's on the left.
The one with the tattoo?
Yep.
That's pretty thick, Matt.
And then you have Horatia, whatever.
Oh, yeah. You got to kill her.
She is so dead.
No, like,
it's not even a
I'm
going to
go with Gracie. I got to marry Gracie. This looks like a lot of fun.
I'm going to fuck her and her sisters.
All three.
At the same time. Yep. That looks like a lot. Yeah, you don't want to marry into this. This looks like a lot of work. You want to marry into the Gracie family? Because I tell you what, you're going to be doing jiu-jitsu all the time.
And babies. The babies will just be like world star.
They will come out and no shit. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to train them.
They come out in full guard. What's up, bitches?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Choking.
The doctor's like, get this baby off of me. What the fuck?
They put him in the baby room. That baby's choking the other babies out. Motherfucker, red eye, your joke. Tap out.
209. What's up? Like, yeah. Triangle choking another baby. He's like,
holy shit. Hey, speaking of which, we'll move on to knowledge. Did you see the Diaz brothers smoking some UFC weed gloves? They're worth $2,000.
No.
These gloves here, there's a picture that I will post up where both of them are smoking those. They're claiming those are worth $2,000 each. And I don't know if they gold leaf those things. Like you see some of those fancy executive chefs that are going to put, let's put some gold leaf on this shit. I think there was that one fighter. Was it Carla
Esperanza?
Was she the one that
Skull
bought that
dessert?
$1,000?
Yep.
Fuck, I don't know. It was $10,000 or $1,000 dessert, and she split it with Felice Herrig.
Yes.
That could be what these gloves are, but they smoke those.
Smoked them? Smoked them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Why?
I don't know. That doesn't look like something I'd smoke. I don't know. I smoke per se.
Hey, you got money.
Welcome to Fiat.
You do weird shit with your money.
Yes.
Can we have some of that fuck you money, Matt?
We're working on it.
We can just do whatever we want.
We're getting there.
Private jet to wherever.
2017.
Our year?
The year of the nut.
Could be.
That's right. I got nothing else. You got anything else?
No, I think that's good. My name's Ingo Weigel. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.